President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are both campaigning in Florida today. Earlier in the week, Biden was in Georgia, a state that hasn't gone for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1992. Democrats are also trying to flip Georgia's two Senate seats. In the 6th congressional district, Democrat Congresswoman Lucy McBath is facing a challenge from Republican Karen Handel. And to talk more about the significance of this race, we're joined by Susanna Capilouto, senior editor at WABE in Atlanta. Susanna, welcome.
Glad to be here.
And Susanna, this race is a rematch. McBath unseated Karen Handel in 2018. Can you tell us more about the 6th district and its voting patterns?
Yes, the 6th district is the wealthiest district in Georgia. It sits right north of Atlanta, and it's the district that was once represented by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. And it was very conservative for many, many years, but it had very good schools. So over the years, a lot of people that were moving to Atlanta were attracted to the 6th district. And what happened in 2018 is that it got more diverse. And so Lucy McBath was able to take the seat from Karen Handel in sort of that blue wave that streaked through the suburbs. And she got the seat with just like 3,200 votes.
This incumbent Democrat, Lucy McBath, has been a big advocate of gun control after her son was shot and killed in 2012. Here's a recent ad.
My tragedy turned to purpose. I decided to fight for anyone desperate for common sense in Washington. I helped pass laws taking care of veterans, lowering drug costs, and yes, to prevent gun violence. I'm a mom on a mission.
What has Congresswoman McBath's time been like in office? What is she running on?
She is really not that much running on really gun control. She's worked on some gun control legislation and things like that while she was there. There was a sort of an effort at first to sort of put her in with a squad, you know, but no, I mean, she wouldn't take it. She wouldn't have it. She's very much sort of that mainstream Democrat. And so she's sort of running on the national issues now, same ones, you know, healthcare, COVID, those kind of things.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Karen Handel. She spoke about how the pandemic has impacted the economy in a recent ad.
I'll work with you to protect jobs, keep taxes low, and cut regulations. Before the pandemic, our economy was booming. I'm Karen Handel. I approve this message because I'll work with you to get it booming again.
Susanna, this is interesting. Karen Handel held this seat for less than a full term before McBath defeated her in 2018. Mm-hmm. What is she running on, and why did she lose last time?
Well, what happened, I think she lost literally because, I think, of because of Donald Trump and the, you know, wave that swept through suburbs in 2018. I mean, she got kind of swept up in that. And I think it's a barometer that, you know, we'll see where it goes now. I mean, is this how far the blue wave will go? You know, will, if Handel wins her seat back, or, you know, can McBath get a wider lead on Handel? I mean, this is a very interesting race to watch just for that barometer. You know, is this it? And it's interesting is that Karen Handel, she doesn't like distance herself from Trump, but she doesn't push, you know, her connection to Trump. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like she's sort of in that in between. And the big issue in this race right now is also abortion. It's very clear because Karen Handel has gotten an income from a group called Georgia Life Alliance. It's an anti-abortion group. And Lucy McBath is, of course, you know, for women's right to choose. So that's a big issue in that suburb as well.
What is the mood like there in Georgia? I mean, Biden was there this week. There's so much attention to your state. How likely is it that Democrats might flip this state?
I don't know. We talk about it every day amongst colleagues. I've watched Georgia politics for so many years. I've seen the state turn from Democratic to Republican. Now it's sort of thinking they can come back. I mean, we saw 2018 with the push with Stacey Abrams. You know, they thought that would be the year, yet they were still sort of that half percentage point away. What we are seeing now is an incredible early voter turnout. Like in the 6th district, for example, 50% of votes have already been cast. So there is just this enthusiasm. People want to vote, and Democrats are super, super enthusiastic, and they haven't been this enthusiastic. We've never gotten this support as a battleground state. We're seeing it in the ads. We're bombarded with them everywhere. We get texts every day. Have you voted? What's your voting plan? It's really a fight for voters at this point. And don't ask me. I have no idea.
Susanna Capoluto is senior editor at WABE in Atlanta. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tanya.